Hello, everybody. This is Zach Evanesh, and what we're going to do is a five-minute little interrogation with one of the big cheeses at Elite Fitness Systems.
Or
with
Jim,
a
lot of cheese.
With Jim Wendler. And Jim has something really cool coming out. I already got a preview of it, and it's a manual on a three-day-week training program. And we're just going to talk to Jim about how the motivation came from that. So, Jim, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Zach. I appreciate it.
Right on. So we'll do this. You know, I know you're a busy guy. There's a lot of ladies calling, and we don't want to take time away from that. So let's this is an interesting conversation because, number one, from what I know, you know, used to train, follow very much what Westside was prescribing to, which was you did two upper body days, two lower body days, lots of extra workouts. And now you've kind of gotten away from that. So talk to us about that.
Well, even prior to my involvement, you know, with Westside style training, and when I did train at Westside, I trained 4 days a week, and that was, you know, the standard procedure for most football players. As I, you know, obviously played football, well, not obviously, but, and then I of course went right into the Westside style training after I completed college football, and then, you know, I got to the point where I wanted to try something different, and I'm sure everyone there knows. I mean, you just get kind of bored with training. And my current situation was, you know, I had a child, much like you, Zach, and probably everyone else out there, and there were a lot of people out there. And I needed more time with business. I needed more time with my family. And, you know, this was basically almost a forced decision. So I was kind of forced on me, but what I did was I found out not only did I recover better, but I got a lot stronger. And I had my best raw squat I've ever had in my life doing this, and you know, it was, I ended up losing 40 pounds and having the best raw squat ever. So there's something to it, let's put it that way.
And probably, I think probably the toughest thing for a lot of people that are going to be listening to this call and also for probably someone like you, when you love to train, you just find ways to train, and it's the discipline that has to get you back to doing the 3 days a week. Was what was that one of the challenges, or what were some of the challenges you faced with this 3 day week?
Getting over the fact that you got to, and I'm sure everyone knows this, you feel like you have to press twice a week, or you have to squat twice a week, or you have to do two lower body. That was very difficult to get over, and a lot of times it was very difficult to not get that extra training day in, because you always feel like, oh, I'm not pumped up, you know, and you don't have that workout feeling where you're exhausted that a lot of us thrive on. But in reality, the ends are what matter. And in my experience, and it's not just me. I mean, I've had a lot of people. In fact, my first experience with three-day-a-week training, I gave to my friend Matt Rhodes. This was many, many years ago before he became sponsored by EFS, and he got tremendous results. So I feel like there is a lot you have to kind of give up in a way. But I got so much more in return. And plus, I mean, I got to do other things in my life. And I'm a busy person. You're busy. But everyone's busy. And I wanted to be strong and still be able to do what I needed to do outside of the weight room.
Now, just a quick question. So the three-day training is just strictly three. Were you doing anything on the other days, any kind of activity?
Do I? I do not. And I don't explain, because there's a lot of stuff that you can do, but the reason why I did the 3 day a week is I busted my ass, excuse my language, on those 3 days.
How dare you use that language, Jim Wendler?
it was everything. You know, I did all my conditioning on that day. I did everything on that day. When I had that day off, man, I took that day off. Now, there could be some stretching. There could be some foam rolling.
Right.
That was more of that's kind of an individual thing. I mean, a lot of people don't need that, but it was strictly 3 days a week. And, I mean, I had my best raw squat. Zach, you've seen me in person. I'm not the biggest person in the world. I'm 5'10", 245, and I've got down to the lowest body fat I've ever been at. At this body weight, was 11%. And I'm not trying to play myself up, but I ran a 709 mile, too.
Right on.
You know, and it's just a lot of, and I've been training for a long time. Yeah, I have experience. At the same time, it's just the added recovery. And actually, when I got to the gym, Zach, I wanted to kick ass so damn bad.
Right, because you're not
in
there.
I'm so hungry to train.
I think actually harder for guys with your experience to get stronger than it would be for, you know, a rank beginner, intermediate.
You know, and the other thing, I talked to a lifter today who was a younger guy, and actually, yeah, he was a little bit younger than me, about 10 years younger. And I said, you know, the older I get, the less time I spend lifting and the more time I spend recovering.
Right.
That could be, you know, recovery modalities or simply not training, but I'm able to, you know, become stronger, but also I'm spending about 40 minutes in the damn foam roller some days. You know, so as you get older, you realize you don't need as much as you think, but it needs to be applied in other areas too.
How long roundabout is the average workout?
Well, obviously, if I'm squatting, it's going to take a lot more time than when I'm overhead pressing or bench pressing. But I would say, you know, it depends on the week and, you know, the deloads and all that other funky stuff. But I would say I did a workout Sunday, and it took me 30 minutes. I'll do a workout Friday, it'll take me probably 50.
And that would probably be a lower body day?
Yeah, squatting always takes time because it takes a long time for me to warm up and get my hips warm and stuff like that.
Right. So an upper body day could be a half hour?
Yeah, I mean, I have, in the manual I talk, there's a lot of different styles of training that I go over. There's a lot of different assistance work. There's just not like, this is my style. I'm like, dude, this is, I've used so many things. I've been training for over 20 years. So I'm using all these different kinds of things. You know, assistance work-wise, even rep-wise, I mean, everything's a little bit different. So it's all based on my experience. But, it, you know, if you base what I'm doing right now, it can be very quick, very quick.
Right on.
And, you know, I never, you know, do you want to get in and out of the weight room quickly? You want to get out of, in and out of the weight room in an efficient manner. It doesn't, you know, quicker doesn't always mean better. If I need to sit around, and some days I like to sit around and talk, or you need to take more rest, and that's fine. But there you go.
All right, Jim.
There's only one way to train, dude. Let's get jacked or get strong, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And the manual, I mean, people pretty much need a rack, barbells, and dumbbells.
Yeah, that's all you need. You can probably find most of that stuff in a commercial gym, you know, a rack. I mean, you really don't need just a rack and a barbell.
Right, and I think a lot of the people reading, though, and I think you said this to me a while ago, like on a daily basis, you guys are pretty much helping people set up stuff in their garage and basements.
I probably do two or three home gyms a week. And, you know, most of these people are probably very much like people that, you know, you come in contact with. They're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's pretty much what it comes down to. They don't want to deal with the crap anymore.
Yeah.
At the same time, I mean, sometimes that's your only option is training at the local gym. And, you know, you got to make the best of what you know, that's your situation. So, I mean, most of the stuff, I mean, there's a few exceptions here and there, but you can always substitute things, and it's pretty easy to do that.
Right.
But the core of the training is something you can do on your, not so much on your own, but, you know, at a basic place.
And these workouts are so freaking easy to follow. I mean, it's laid out in stone, which people love. People love to see this. So let's, Jim, let's tell everybody what the exact title of the 3-day week training manual is.
It is called Training 3 Days a Week. The front cover has no, as a tribute to Black Flag, which is a punk band, so it doesn't really matter. But it's Training 3 Days a Week. It's got three big bars in the front cover. So it doesn't actually say anything on there. It's just a little, my humor is not very, it's lost on no one. or actually lost on everyone, I should say. But I'm very proud of this book, Zach. And you know me as well as I, you know, I want to put out a quality product. I'm very passionate about helping people. I've been doing this for so long. And this is what helped me a ton. And then I've gotten more requests for, you know, how do you train? How did you do this? And this is why I wrote it.
Yeah, and this is gonna rock. Simple, straightforward, very, very, very super duper affordable. I mean, it's got to be in the hands of anybody who has any interest in strength. Period.
And I will stand by my work. I'm very Zach. I don't know. I mean, I do hope people buy it, but at the same, I want people to get strong. I really do. That's been my passion since I've been 13 years old. That's it. And, of course, I'm in phenomenal shape right now. So, I'm just joking. Actually, I am, so I can't
remember. Yeah, I'm looking at the workout log. Very impressive, Jim.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, yeah. I mean, I'm going to have a conditioning manual that's going to blow some people away.
The good thing is, man, it's just so freaking simple, which is I'm right along those lines. Get rid of all the complications. People have a real hard time figuring out how to put stuff together. The workouts have tons of exercises.
It's very, there's a natural process, and I know we're kind of getting off track here.
Right.
You always want to start real basic, and then everyone goes through the cycle where things start getting just retarded. And then they come back. We always call it coming first full circle. And you're going to come full circle several times throughout your training lifetime. But without a doubt, you know, I say this all the time, your life is already complicated. Why make your training the same way?
Yep.
I got so much crap going on that, you know, I just walk in the room, I just want to deadlift, do some chin-ups, do some back raises, and I'm done. And I've made progress. I just had a guy, and this is a random story, come in from Australia, who pulled 820 in the weight room at 235 pounds.
Jeez.
And I asked him, his name was Billy, very, one of the funniest, Jack, you would be laughing your ass off. Very, very amused, very, just tremendous dude. And I said, you know, Billy, what do you do? He's like, I do some deadlifts and low back maybe. But the point is, he had very steady progress. He was very diligent about making, you know, small little steps in his training. I'm not saying everyone can pull 820, but the point is, there's a lot of people getting it done without killing themselves in the weight room. Or making it way too complicated.
That's, I mean, look at the guys in prison.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, there's countless examples of it, and some people may benefit from a very complicated structured program, but I don't see a lot of people that need that.
Yeah. Well, you know. Right on, man. Well, we're going to, you know, for everybody that's listening, when this manual comes out, you want to go to eliteFTS.com and, I'll make sure that I have a specific link when this comes out. I've spoken with Jim about training. We've sat down a lot. I wouldn't be doing an interview with somebody who doesn't know what the hell they're doing, and somebody who could squat 1,000 pounds obviously knows what they're doing. So we'll give Jim a little credit,
man,
not too much.
Hey, Zach, I appreciate the friendship. I appreciate the phone call, okay?
Yeah, likewise, Jim. I'll give you a quick buzz back after I hang up, and once again, everybody, at EliteFTS.com, and you'll also be able to ask Jim questions about it just through the Q&A. Real simple to get in touch with him. So thanks everybody for tuning in, and make sure you pass this audio file around. We want the world to know how to get strong. Too many weak kids running around nowadays. All right, Jim, I'll call you back. Goodbye, everybody.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.